Well, good morning. Welcome to our Community Corner for a Tuesday here on FM 95.7 KQWC. Pat Powers with a very special friend and who's with the Hamilton County Veteran Affairs Office. Luann Jackson joins me this morning. And Luann, very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Pat.
We're here to talk about a very special event coming up this Saturday, December 17th, the week before Christmas Eve, and that is Wreaths Across America. And Hamilton County is going to play a part in this.
Yes. National Wreaths Across America started, or the day started around 2007 when the Wreaths Across America became incorporated as 401c project. The Hamilton County last year in 2021 did the Cemetery South Marion in Stratford, and I was able to help be volunteer to lay wreaths down there and had someone ask me about it doing it in Stanhope. So I decided I would work with some people, and we started with Lawn Hill and Presbyterian Church in Cammerer. So we have added to that the Community Church of Cammerer Cemetery and Liberty Center Cemetery. And it is it's a National Wreath Day of laying wreaths and honoring those who have given their lives during service or since they served. So it's honoring all our veterans.
And this, Luann, you were just talking off air. This has been going on now for 30 years. How did it start back in 1992, you were telling me?
Yes. Morrill Worcester with the Worcester Wreath Company is the one who had extra wreaths left over. And as a youth, he had visited D.C. and Arlington Cemetery. And it just became one of those things as he got older. He says he really wanted to pay homage to those heroes. And that's where it got started. And then as it got bigger and bigger and more people heard about it, that's when they decided to start adding more cemeteries. And
it's grown ever since.
Yes.
Since 1992, but then 2007, you were telling me it was incorporated back then.
Yes.
That would be 15 years ago. Which is marvelous to honor these men and women who proudly served our country.
Absolutely. And they have added some overseas cemeteries also. The American Cemetery, Normandy.
In France?
Yes. That cemetery is still there. There are some veterans who are still there. I have a personal connection, one who was buried there, and his body was brought home a few years after being buried. So there's a little bit of connection there, as well as my connection with all the veterans here in Hamilton County and just paying my respects and honoring them.
And thank you for all you do too with this organization. Now, we were talking off here. Now, people have made monetary gifts to this effort or what?
Yes. We started early in the year and it was $15 to sponsor a wreath, and they could also do what they call a patriot pair. So they would spend $15 and sponsor a wreath to go to one of the cemeteries that we're laying wreaths at. And their second one could be sent to them personally. And they would be asked what veteran this was going to go to and what cemetery it was going to go to, so that they kind of keep a record of extras that had been given out. I did that last year and was able to take two wreaths to another out-of-county cemetery to honor family members.
And again, this is all through the generosity of donations from the veterans and other civic-minded organizations
yes.
here in the Webster City area.
So what we started back in January, Stanhope and Cammerer Lions Clubs were the ones that first worked with me to sponsor some of these wreaths. And then we had the American Legion Auxiliary and the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. And when we got to the end of things and we still need a little bit more, after we'd gotten some personal donations, Webster City Rotary helped us finish out our total so that we had enough wreaths for everyone.
And these combat veterans, they had these motorcycle rides during the summertime, helping raise money for this a very worthwhile cause.
And others also.
Mm-hmm. Others also, too. So we commend them. Can they still make a monetary gift for next year's wreaths
yes.
across
yes,
America?
Yes, they can. Yes, they can. We have both Stratford Cemeteries, Oakwood and South Marion, and I know that they're going to do another year. So there's 2 years that they've covered, the third one coming up. The one that I'm helping with, we are going to need a new location coordinator for next year, but that can be sent in to wreathsacrossamerica.org, And that's WreathacrossAmerica.org. And you can go on there at any time, and you can look at some of the pictures that they have of Arlington with the wreaths out. Mm-hmm. You can get some names of other cemeteries, other states that are putting them out. Lots of information.
Indeed, help pay tribute to these men and women who served our country.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if they have any questions locally, they may call you at the Hamilton County VA office.
Yes, they can call my office. I would prefer that they call my cell phone and leave my name and number, or leave their name and number, excuse me. We are going to be doing the laying of the wreaths on Saturday. So Saturday at 11 at the Stanhope Community Center, we'll be having our ceremony before we go to the cemeteries. It was a little bit cold last year when we did ours out at the cemetery, so we're kind of keeping them warm. So then we'll have our volunteers go out to the different cemeteries, lay those wreaths, and then the Legion Auxiliary is going to be serving chili and potato soup luncheon for anyone that wants to come back and eat and chat with each other. If they were to call my cell phone number at 515-835-0178, I'll take their name and number and, you know, that they're going to volunteer, that they're going to help lay wreaths. If they want to just show up, that's fine too. In Stanhope, we have Roger Anderson, who is working with those to Lawn Hill, and his number is 515-826-3650, and that's a home number, so he has messages you can leave. You can't text that one. 515-826-3650. In Stratford, they will be doing theirs at 2 in the afternoon. So if you feel like staying out in the cold a little bit or helping a little bit farther with our veterans,
sure,
you can come to ours at 11 and go to theirs at 2 o'clock. And Larry Runyon would be the one to call in Stratford. And his number is 515-838-2182. And mine again was 515-835-0178.
Okay, call 835-0178 for you, Luann. Mm-hmm. If people would like to know more about the Wreaths Across America, do you have a website for the Hamilton County VA or Facebook page?
I'm not sure that we had it located on our Facebook for Hamilton County Veteran Affairs, but all they need to do is go to the WreathsAcrossAmerica.org and then put in either Presbyterian Church or Lawn Hill Church, or Cemetery, excuse me, Lawn Hill Cemetery. They're listed in that direction. It asks you, you know, what location you're looking for, and that's how to find the information on it.
One more time, 835-0178. If you want more information about the Saturday's Wreaths Across America ceremony, one will be held in Stanhope at 11 o'clock. And then there'll be one in Stratford beginning at 2 in the afternoon, right?
And I believe Larry said that was their community center there.
Meet at the community center.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. If you don't get us called and you still want to do it and you're available on Saturday, please just show up. We'll be more than happy to have your help.
Very good. We'll do our best to get this word out and get some people behind this very special cause as we pay tribute to the veterans who we miss, but want to remember them during this very special time of year.
Good.
Good. Luann Jackson, thanks so very much.
Thank you, Pat.
That does it for Community Corner for today. I'm Pat Powers. Thanks for listening.